This is the Sunday worship service of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found, for this, the fifth day of February, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2017, as reckoned by our calendar, hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 1, P-S-A-L-M, Psalm 1, P-S-A-L-M, Psalm 1, in the book of Psalms. The reading begins at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our opening selection is titled, Holy, 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 found as selection number 1. In the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist hymnal published by Convention Press, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. The song is titled Holy, 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 and found as selection number one. The lyrics are now offered. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who wert and art and evermore shalt be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen.
Thank you.
holy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 14, Psalm 1-4. The reading begins at verse 1. Psalm 1-4, beginning reading at verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Reading that last verse once again of Psalm 14, verse 7. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Psalm 14, verses 1 through 7. Psalm 14, verses 1 through 7. Our next selection is titled, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Found as selection number 165 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 165. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. The lyrics are now offered. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amen.
Thank you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hear now the word of the Lord, as recorded in Psalm 27. Psalm 27. The reading begins at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Let us begin this psalm once again. Psalm 27. Psalm 27, beginning reading at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27, verses 1 through 14. Psalm 27, verses 1 through 14. Our next selection is one of the great songs of the church, titled, Come Thou Almighty King, Come Thou Almighty King, found as selection number 2 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection number 2, Come Thou Almighty King. The lyrics are now offered. Come, thou Almighty King, help us thy name to sing. Help us to praise, Father, all glorious, over all victorious. Come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Come, thou incarnate Word, bear on thy mighty sword, our prayer attend. Come and thy people bless, and give thy word success. Spirit of holiness on us descend. Come, holy comforter, thy sacred witness bear in this glad hour. Thou who almighty art, now rule in every heart, and never from us depart, Spirit of power. To thee, great one in three, the highest praises be, hence evermore. Thy sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore. Amen. Come, thou almighty King. Come, thou almighty King. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 55. Psalm 55, the reading begins at verse 1. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is so pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander forth and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death cease upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth in verse 19 now, Psalm 55 verse 19, Psalm 55 verse 19. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes. Therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. Psalm 55, verses 1 through 23. Psalm 55, verses 1 through 23. Our next selection is titled, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Found as selection number 40 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. The lyrics are now offered. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall, hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. Amen. Thank you. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Hallelujah. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 91. Psalm 91. The reading begins at verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16. Our next selection is titled, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, found as selection number 37 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 37, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. The lyrics are now offered. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he, Lord Sabaoth, his name. From age to age the same, and he must win the battle. Let's offer that second verse again. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he, Lord Sabaoth, his name. From age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill. God's truth abideth still, his kingdom is forever. Amen. mighty fortress is our God. A mighty fortress is our God. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 121. The reading begins at verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121 verses 1 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 124. The reading begins at verse 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8. Our next selection is titled, Be Still My Soul. Be still my soul. Found at selection number 221 in the 1977 Triad Publications edition of the New National Baptist Hymnal, published by National Baptist Publishing Board, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. The song is titled, Be Still, My Soul. The lyrics are now offered. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul, the hour is hasting on when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored, be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last.
Thank you.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. It is time for our offering, our offertory scripture. It's found as Malachi chapter 3, Malachi, Malachi chapter 3, the reading begins at verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God, or even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. M-A-L-A-C-H-I. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Our offertory selection is titled, Stand Up for Jesus. Found as selection number 389 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 389, titled, Stand Up for Jesus. The lyrics are now offered. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, forth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye who are men now serve him, against unnumbered foes let courage rise with danger, and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone, the arm of flesh will fail you. Ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls or danger. Be never wanton there. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor song. To him who overcometh a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Stand up, stand up for Jesus. Hear now our sermonic scriptures as recorded in the New Testament book of Saint Matthew. Chapter 7, Saint Matthew, chapter 7, the reading begins at verse 1, Matthew, chapter 7, beginning reading at verse 1. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 29. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 29. Our sermonic selection is titled, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Found as selection number 202 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 202, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. The lyrics are now offered. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee. Amen. Thank you. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Let us return now to Matthew chapter 7 and begin reading at verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, beginning reading at verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all that thou art. Thank you for all that eternity is. Thank you for all that Jesus is, all that the Holy Ghost is, all that thine and thou art. Thank you for all that thou hast put into us. Thank you for all that thou hast given us. Thank you for your holy word. Thank you for your holy word. Thank you for your holy word. Help us to hear your word and do it. Help us to hear your word and do it. Help us to hear your word and do it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Beloved one, dearly beloved, reason with me if you would, under the umbrella of the topic, the difference between a wise man and a foolish man. The difference between a wise man and a foolish man. Now there are those who, after having heard the reading of the sermonic scriptures, would hasten to say, well, I know the difference. But it's one thing to mentally decode something, and quite another to totally imbibe, take in the meaning of that which has been decoded. And God's word is not complex anyway. It is not so encrypted that it must be decoded. There are those for whom the word seems foreign because they've never allowed the Spirit of Almighty God to give them an appetite and understanding for the Word of God. Jesus is speaking here in these passages which we read. It is my prayer that wherever you are, whoever you are, you will get something out of this sermon. You may be a multi-billionaire reclining in your reclusive atmosphere of some country way away from the one in which I am dwelling. You may be on a beautiful island. You may even own the island, as far as man is concerned. I would remind you that God owns everything. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You find that in Psalm 24. So it may be your island, but keep in mind that God made it. He'll always own it. You have to leave at some point in the future. But Jesus Christ, the same today, the same, he was the same yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same forever. Jesus Christ, the same, he changes not. So actually he owns, God owns everything. But this message is for you. You may be someone who's in a gang in what we call the ghetto. Knowing that statistics show that you may never get to be 30 years old due to the history of gang culture. You may have accepted that and decided that you're just gonna do what you can do and be the best quote-unquote gang member you can be. This sermon is for you too. You may be an academic who has taught for many years, who's traveled the world and spoken to millions of people, whose books are read in many institutions of higher learning, who is revered, honored, even pampered, almost worshipped. This sermon is for you too. You may be a housewife who feel that you spent most of your time just staying at home raising the children. And you wonder what else you were made to do. Maybe wondering, why did God make me? Is this the all Is this all there is for me? This sermon is for you too. You may be a homeless person who happened to stop by a library and tuned in on some computerized technology instrument. And you're sitting there listening to this sermon, and you're wondering, does Jesus have anything to say to me? And I say to you, he does. He does. He does. Maybe someone in prison for life. For life. With no possibility of parole, according to man. And you are there feeling like you're rotting on the vine. Thinking about all that you're missing by not being on the outside. And wondering, how did you make that split second decisive mistake that led to all of your troubles and took away much of the quality of your life? This sermon is for you too. And whoever else you are, wherever else you are, this sermon is for you. It is for you because God created the heaven and the earth. It is for you because God made you. It is for you because God wants you to be saved. It is for you because God wants you to be wise. It is for you because God wants you to prosper. It is for you because God wants you to build as a wise man and not as a foolish man. Remember, we're talking about the difference between a wise man and a foolish man. The difference between a wise man and a foolish man. My premise is, no one has to be foolish. Nobody on planet Earth has to be foolish. There is no excuse for being foolish. But Reverend, I don't know about that. I dropped out of school in the third grade. I can't read. I say again, my friend, there is no excuse for being foolish. There are many that have many doctorate, or what they call terminal degrees. They are almost worshipped in the academic realm, but they are foolish. Foolish. Being wise or foolish is not determined solely by which grade you went to, which school you went to, or whether you went to school at all. That is not the criteria that Jesus Christ gives. And it is quite unwise to be foolish on planet Earth, because on planet Earth the rain will descend on you at some time, upon your house, upon your situation. There will be some rain sometime. In this life on planet Earth, there will be some floods that will come. Upon planet Earth, the winds will blow upon your situation, upon your house, sometimes very violently. The house of the wise man will not fall, because the house of the wise man is built upon a rock. But the house of the foolish man will fall. The house of the foolish man will fall, and the reason the house of the foolish man will fall is because the house of the foolish man is built on the sand. Some billionaire will say, Reverend, I bought a mountain. My mountain is a flat, rock-based plateau. And I built my mansion on top of the rock of the mountain. And so I'm good, Reverend. I don't need to listen to you because my house is built on the rock. Well, Mr. Billionaire, before you shut off the sound system, let me hasten to tell you that that rock is just a symbol of the rock of ages that was cleft for me, who lets me hide myself in him. But you see, your rock is a physical rock. The rock of ages owns the rock on which your house is built. For when Jesus talked about the rock and the houses built on the rock and the sand, these words had spiritual meanings. Jesus meant that the foolish man builds his entire life on that which is not of God. But the wise man builds and is careful to build on that which is of God. Mr. Billionaire, let me read this to you once again. From Matthew chapter 7, beginning reading at verse 24. Therefore, whosoever, let me stop there, Mr. Billionaire. When Jesus says whosoever, that includes everybody and leaves out nobody. Jesus says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Did you hear that, Mr. Billionaire? Jesus says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. There are a lot of people who say, I heard, but they won't do. There are many, many, many people who have their names on the church rolls, who go to church every time the church doors are open almost. They hear the word from the pulpit, but they will not do it. They hear the word from the pulpit, but they will not do it. They will not do what the word of God says do. But Jesus says that in order to be wise, you must both hear the word and do the word. You're just fooling yourself. You're just fooling yourself if you refuse to do the word. You can say, I went to church, I sat and I listened attentively to the preacher. I go to church every Sunday, you may say. You may say, I listen very attentively to what the preacher says. But what do you do with the word you hear? Do you do what the word says do? Jesus says in so many words, that unless you do the word, you're foolish. Some people won't even listen long enough to hear the word. Then others will listen long enough to hear the word, but will not do the word. You see, you are deceiving yourself. James picks this up in James chapter 1. In James chapter 1, verse 22, the Holy Spirit led James to write the following: "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." There are so many people who are deceiving their own selves. Listen again to James chapter 1, verse 22. "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Why would you deceive your own self? It's bad enough to allow someone else to deceive you. Why would you deceive your own self? Let me read again what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and following. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and following. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. "Whosoever heareth and doeth is wise. Everyone that heareth and doeth them not." Jesus says, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man." And Jesus says, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." It will rain on your situation. And sometimes the rain will be terrible rain, heavy rain. Floods will come into your situation. Sometimes the floods will be overwhelming unless you have Jesus Christ, our Savior. Sometimes the winds will blow into your situation. And those winds will be strong enough to blow down that which is built on the sand. The sand is symbolic of not being built on the rock of Jesus Christ. The rock is symbolic of Jesus Christ. That's what church is about. That's what this sermon is about. Getting you to hear the word of God and to do the word of God. Some of you have been Christians, quote unquote, for 50 years, 60 years. And you look like you're doing the word and will of God, but behind closed doors, when nobody is looking in what you think is the dark, but the Bible says the dark and the light and the dark are the same of God. God can see just as good in the dark as he can in the light. But you haven't been doing the word of God. Jesus says he likens you to a foolish man. Well, Reverend, what are you trying to get at? You read it says, judge not. That is how the chapter started, Reverend. Why would you try to judge me? What I do, Reverend, is none of your business. I hear what you are saying. I hear all you preachers, Reverend. You all aren't all bad either. Some of y'all, I know, y'all ain't quite right. Some of y'all half crooked. Reverend, don't preach to me. I got my money. I decided what I want to do. My friend, I'm not trying to judge you. I'm just trying to tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Some of you are saying, so what, Reverend? So what? So what? So what? Well, so what, my friend, is that you can't stay on planet Earth forever. So what, Reverend? When I'm dead, Reverend. So what? So what, my friend, is there's something in you that does not die. What you talking about, Reverend? I'm talking about you have a soul. There's a spirit in you and a soul. I don't believe that, Reverend. Well, if you don't believe it, you don't believe God. But there's more in you than you know. There's something in you that I can't really fully see. That life that God put in you, that soul. You are spirit, you are soul. And your soul will keep on living after your body has been declared deceased. After you've been buried or whatever, however your people treat the dead. But a part of you will still live. And it will need somewhere to live. And it will either live in heaven or hell. If you heard the word of God and did it, you will be in heaven. If you refuse to hear the word of God, or if you heard it and refuse to do it, you'll be in hell. Well, Reverend, I don't know about that. My preacher told me not to worry about it. He said God wants everybody to be saved. He said God is love, Reverend. He said I could do what I want to do. God doesn't want to send me to hell. I don't even know if my preacher believes in hell, Reverend. He very seldom even mentions the word. In our church, Reverend, we don't believe in hell. We're educated people. We're contemporary Christians. We've come out of that old 2,000-year-old thing, Reverend, and you ought to get out of it, Reverend. But my friend, let me read what Jesus said. Well, Reverend, you're reading a 2,000-year-old Bible. No, this is not a 2,000-year-old Bible. The word really goes back farther than that. But it was, the version that I'm reading, was translated faithfully 400 or 500 years ago. But let me come back to you here and read for you in Matthew chapter 7. You talked about your pastor, and I don't want to say who he is, but if he doesn't believe in hell, if your pastor doesn't believe there's a hell, he has a serious spiritual problem. Look at what Jesus says. And by the way, my friend, how can you be a true Christian and not believe the words of the Christ? How can you be a true Christian and not believe the word of Jesus Christ? How can you be a true Christian and not believe the word of Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 7, beginning reading at verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. Dear Heavenly Father, your word has gone forth. Some have heard and won't do. Some have refused to hear, and there are those who have heard and will do. I pray for them. And I pray that somehow, some way, those who refuse to hear will be drawn to Thee. I pray that somehow, some way, those that heard but refused to do will be led into submission and service of Thee according to Thy holy word. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. If you are not saved, this is a wonderful time to become saved. If you are not doing the will of God, this is a wonderful time to begin doing the will of God. His will is found in His Word. His will is found in His Word. You have heard some of His Word today. You have heard the differentiation between a wise man and a foolish man. You've heard the difference. You've been told what the difference is between a wise man and a foolish man. You've been told that the wise builds on the rock. And you've been told that that rock is Jesus. Anything else you build on spiritually is sand. It may go for being a god. It may seem all this and all that. But if it is not Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, it's just sand. And the rains will come. The floods will come. The winds will blow. And unless you come to the rock, your house, your mental, your emotional, your physical, your spiritual house will be overcome by the rains, the floods, and the winds of life. So come to Jesus right now. Come to Jesus just now, right now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. Let Him save you. Begin right now saying, "Oh Lord, save my soul." Jesus died for you. That's what the cross is all about. The wages of sin is death. When we sin, that the punishment that God exacts for sin is death. But we can't both pay for our sins and keep on living. Because frankly, the punishment for sin is death and total separation from Almighty God. Forever. Eternally. But God made a way for us to escape that death. Jesus died that death for us on the cross at Calvary. Jesus died the death to pay for our sins. The death that we were obligated to die, Jesus died. And if we take faith in Him, we don't have to die. But those who don't take faith must still die the sin death. They take their sins to the grave, and their destination is hell, always totally separated from Almighty God. But Jesus died the death for you. You don't have to die the sin death. All you have to do is hear the word of God and do it. humble yourself. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to Jesus. Say, oh Lord, save my soul. Take words. Take words. Talk to God with words. Submit to God with words. And with all your heart, take words. How do I find God? He's everywhere. Just start talking. He hears you. He knows you're talking. When your heart gets right, he'll answer you. You see, there's a difference between saying words from your mouth and your head and saying it from your heart. But when you repent from your heart, when you deal with God from the heart, God will start listening and answering you. Don't try to fool God. He knows your heart of hearts. He knows who you really are. He knows the thoughts you think before you're thinking about them. He knows everything. Don't be foolish. Don't continue building your house on the sand, because some rain, some flood, or some wind is going to cause your house to fall, and great will be the fall of it. No matter where you are, if you've already had some great calamities, embrace the rock. Say, oh Lord, save my soul. Help me rebuild my life. Help me rebuild my house on thee, the rock of ages. Lord, I've already had some failures. I've already had some rain, some floods, and some wind. But now, God, first of all, thank you for letting me live. And now I embrace thee. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path. I will do it. I will do it. I will do it, Lord. O Lord, save my soul. O Lord, save my soul. O Lord, save my soul. You keep on talking to God until he saves you. Our invitation selection is titled, Take My Life and Let It Be. Found at selection number 374 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 374, Take My Life and Let It Be. Selection 374, the lyrics are now offered. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Lord, I give my life to thee, thine forevermore to be. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Lord, I give my life to thee, thine forevermore to be. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Lord, I give my life to thee, thine forevermore to be. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Lord, I give my life to thee, thine forevermore to be. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Lord, I give my life to thee, thine forevermore to be. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Lord, I give my life to thee, thine forevermore to be. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Lord, I give my life to thee, thine forevermore to be. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Lord, I give my life to thee, thine forevermore to be. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. My friend, as soon as you know that you have been saved, contact a Christian minister and our ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. Read your Bible daily. Pray daily. The Lord will send people to help you. If I can be of help, contact me. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.